So I grew up in southern Arizona, and this poem is set in the high desert between Arizona and New Mexico. It's called Highway 419. If it happens that this road is heaven, close your eyes. On the drive across such a vast country as heaven must be, the road waves as this one does. Its graceful, long arcs lead all the way to the horizon. And isn't it so? The road stretches even beyond there. You'll find you've been here all along on Highway 419. On maps just 2 years old, it's called Highway 666. Evangelicals got the name changed because they couldn't drive so far south with its rude implication, like Gideon's in their rear windows curling in sunlight. Now the highway is a memorial of the day Branch Davidians burned in their houses. The headlights of approaching trucks, you'll have seen them, silver in the effect of water that, for a moment, makes the road ahead disappear as it did that day in Waco. There is no future in heaven. Close your eyes. In this country you haven't seen in years, the pleasure of sleep overtakes you. In the distance, the Zuni Mountains are blue. The washes and buttes rushing past, they stay in your body, in your breathing. The crooked wooden telephone poles stringing wire along near Naschiti, north of Gallup, in July. Your mother is still driving, and the motion of the road waving, the car rising and falling into some sort of dreamlight, never leaves you. Thanks. This is a Pittsburgh poem. It's called Let Them Come. I want to walk into backcountry where no trash clots roadside chicory like sodden cast-off clothes, and happen into a place older than humans to feel what is left the tongue. Bird speech in thickets, scritch of weed on tree trunks, the word of leaf and of limbs broken and scattered in wind, and a slowly rousing river, the Allegheny no ones. I want no names, but what can be said when we hear an oriole outside a window that has no sash or sash weights, that opens to more than it muffles. Say oriole, oriole, almost a sound to people who have seen one and heard it unplumbed, unframed, for whom Oriole is not just a name, or the woman in their dreams who leaps into a tree night after night from a second-story fire and weeps for help, her arms bent in branches. What can almost be said when we cannot speak? Say that. I want no bones, but people who grow translucent, leaf tatter disintegrating over winter, and no explanation for the grief of woods. Let it come without warning, and leave the peculiar anonymity of dirt on our hands, mouths, genitals. No roads dedicated to the new patricians, no stone walls. Their gouge and wound that bound a field now vanished, and still another woods where trees were once cleared. But the rain alone, if it comes, the wind alone, the stars and moon and a holy dark night, its rhythms intact, unwashed by city light. If words for that singing can be shared, let them carry no need for escape to a heaven. Let them come as we make to leave behind all shelter, even the most incidental, such as the pleasure of finding the pitch remains of a campfire, its crude circle of quarry. This poem is a a longish one. My youngest daughter was born the night we started bombing Baghdad, March 19th. This event is about an anti-war protest that happened before we began bombing. Everyone knew that's what we were going to begin doing. And so there were a series of these die-ins, they called them, in Pittsburgh. And this may have been one of the first. It's called Satyagraha of the Birds. Satyagraha is a Gandhian term, which means something like the power or force of loving kindness. Okay. So Satyagraha of the Birds. Take the horses. Always someone else will be carried away. Huge, agile, in their winter coats then, used to instill terror, the cops on top, not separate but liminal beings, centaurs caught between two natures. We could hear the fracking clip of centaurs in the street, awesome creatures, human torso rising out of the withers of bays and blacks, armored, helmeted, bullhorn slayers. Their long manes emanated sexual force, panic, black truncheons, full body see-through shields, phalanx of knee-high boots. Had we become human blotches? Even as I heard nicks and looked over for children whose voices I knew, mannequins staging an account of ourselves, bending stiff limbs, buckling the wrists, the pelvis disowned, and head torqued back in an unblinking stare. Then a fet of drummers, shouts and jeers from a crowd as a man in George Bush drag danced by our bodies. Sprawled in the whitening street, a die-in acted out. A clutch of us dwindled from hour to hour, our shoes, hats, clothes disheveled. We kept our berths in a scene of useless death, or lost them, the police in riot gear at the Software Engineering Institute, astride across the steps. Snow was falling in large wet flakes. My coat got wet, then stiff with frost. A woman gave me a piece of ginger. Eat this. Her hand was bare. She held my head. The large wood doors at St. Paul's were shut. Where were the priests? And the dogs of my infancy, on short, taut leashes, the muzzles pant, bloodlines back to Birmingham, hanks of dresses, sleeves, children's voices, wolfish, bright red straps of tongue. The dogs this time were absent. It's for your hands and feet. She put a piece in my mouth. It's peppery tang of child martyrs. From behind came a harried bellow. A woman hoarse with shouting. She yelled for onlookers to lock arms, protect the dead in the road from the charge. Arrests that never, despite our waiting, materialized that day. One could stay inside oneself and not be one, or be at once inherent in the other bodies too, and slip past notice. Take the birds. That sowed the air. Placards bobbed, some bodies feathered and frizzled into flight. Darting by, their wing beats blinked clear over to a perch in the branches of a huge stained glass window. The tree maze design of heaven chittered and whistled with sparrows the whole time we waited. Maybe our scatter resembled heaven, its underbelly as we lay on its side, on our sides, backs, street rumpled, faces available, exposed like dolls abandoned in play. Close by, one became a fox. The splotch of bright fur I saw disappeared down a side street. Another old, limped like the deer that got caught in a chain link fence, and almost shouldering her over, a doe paused beside her as she crossed the road. Milo left there, white millet for juncos, black sunflower seed, cracked corn. The one who gives needs already, is empty-handed, finds, then loses the other. Is love so weak? This you and you and I by you, the goat skin and sheepskin drums jigged, thrummed, reeled since the centaurs came. Our lives were always like dreams from which we partly wake, half-limbed in an animal's figure. Were we ever so weak? There were four left in the road. One could, in the time remaining, shift without knowing it between the feeling for persist and its extension and perish. A man bent close and blanketed us in a mylar sheet so that we shed a dull winter light. The birds flew continually until it seemed we became the sky, low and blank. But when we left, we tottered like dark, sleek foals. Yeah. Thanks. One more, a short one. Oops. It's called Girl Children. They paced their hands with chalk left out for nights in tall grass and rain. Smear a cold pap, thick as footpath mud, over their arms, cheeks, foreheads. Then they shriek and run in the brilliant dying leaves like just birthed blue gods. Thank you for listening.